so dead. Why you've gotta keep in style and feed your head. Well, you're 21 and still your mother makes your bed. And that's too long.
Listening to WMFO in Medford. This is your temporary host, Adam Kercheval, here after Monday Morning Madness playing quintessential long songs as I try to unfreeze the computer. That was Captain Jack by Billy Joel. I almost said Billy and the Joels. That would be a pretty good band name. Anyway, you should have done that. Here's your other quintessential DJs doing something important long song. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
All right, team. I think I got the computer working, which is very relieving because that was really scary and I thought I was going to be stuck here forever playing music. So, without further ado, here's the computer playing you some music.
Hi, this is Atsuko from
this is WMFO in Medford. I'll say it. You don't have to ID. This is WMFO in Medford. Have a lovely week, everyone. Here's Elvis Presley.
Get on.
Get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. Now people there who care a little about me, and I won't let the poor boy down. Hey.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm telling you this.
That's okay, shave my head. so happy, 'cause today I found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Broke arm is Sunday morning, 'cause every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God.
I like it, I'm not coming back. I miss you. chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, hookah,
hookah. I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Okay, gang, so chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone, Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Cream. Oh, Hello. Welcome Hello. To Buffalo Banter with Mark Allen Ruffalo. I'm DJ Alex Trebek.
And I am DJ Slice of Cheese.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm DJ Time Cop.
Oh, yeah.
That was an old one.
DJ, DJ.
Yeah, so today we're going to be filling in for Mark Ruffalo. Unfortunately, Mark Ruffalo is working at a 3-hour delay. Mm. So he was supposed to be in today, and then the roads got kind of sketchy.
Yep.
And now he can't get in here until 11 o'clock, but the show goes until 10, so we had to fill in today.
So, stay tuned at 11 for what happens then.
Yeah. Also, stay safe out there if you're listening, Mr. Ruffalo, in your car. It's really dangerous.
And everyone, happy snow day, you know?
Yeah, we had a
10 o'clock
start time.
But my 10:30 got canceled.
Which means...
Ayo.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was.
So nice.
Thanks, Prof. Eichenberg, for having a driveway that can't be shoveled. Shouts out. To my gender studies and world politics professor. It's almost Valentine's Day. It's 8:40 a.m. Normally, we start at 8 every other Monday. But it's cold out,
and we were
tired.
Yeah. 10 minutes away.
The school's on a 40-minute delay, so we couldn't even get in.
Yeah. So we're about 60 minutes behind. But also... we're like an hour and a half early, so there.
So that song that we just played was by Prince, Love to the Nines.
Yep, off of the album where he changed his name.
No way.
Yeah.
What was his name on that album?
It kind of looks like an Ankh.
Ankh.
Like an Ankh, like the Egyptian symbol.
Interesting.
But it has different, it's not... instead of just being the loop and then the like horizontal and the downwards thing,
and the little,
it's like the horizontal thing is kind of oblong.
It's like a trumpet.
And then the side thing is a horn, and there's like a little like serif, I guess.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking at it, so I get what you're saying. But the listeners,
how am I doing?
That was pretty good.
I'm pretty sure I know.
There's a little arrow at the bottom and a cross.
Yeah. He had the guitar that looked like his name.
Oh, that's cool.
Can you imagine how ridiculous that would be if his name wasn't a symbol, if he just had a guitar that was the letters Prince, like PR?
I wonder if any artist has ever done that before.
Someone's totally done that.
Yeah. So that was Love to the Nines, and Prince just got on Spotify, so that was probably the first time he's ever been played on the radio.
Yeah, that was without a doubt in history.
And before that was this song called Boston Cream off of the Automatic Computer DJ.
Yeah, it's an ode to my favorite.
I thought
type
that
of
we
donut.
Were on clean hours on the radio station, but like that song was lewd.
It was
maybe not explicit, but it was gross. I don't want to get into it. We're going to play a couple more songs and then come back and talk to you guys more. So listen, here's some music with some symbolism. What song was that, Noah?
That was Senor F by Os Mutantes, a Brazilian band. Kind of a bizarre band. They used to, it came up in like the 60s, I'm pretty sure. Like the Tropicália movement.
Sounded like it.
And they would dress up in these like ridiculous, like extravagant outfits. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was
like gore or like queen?
No, like neither. Like, almost like a... It was almost like Renaissance fairy. Like, they would... It was like puffy shirts and like funny hats.
Cool.
Like, it looked like they were about to like play a lute. And just play this like nuts, like psychedelic rock stuff. That was like, yeah, I was talking about with you while the song was playing. It was super Sgt. Pepper's-y.
While you guys aren't listening, we do talk to each other. It's interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
If only you could hear what we say about you.
Talk
yeah.
about you.
All
viewers like you.
How many of you are listening right now? 9.
All 9
wow,
of you.
Wow, 9 on the mobile stream and 4 on the MP3 stream. Please call us. This is like,
call
we switched
us.
Times recently. This is probably like the time with the most listeners that we've ever had.
People call each other. This is when conference calls happen.
It's where rush hour.
This is when mergers happen.
Don't call us on the road.
Sign
that's
non-disclosure
illegal.
Disclosure agreements. Yeah.
Stay safe out there. Phone calls are distracting and snow doesn't help.
Yeah.
But we did change our phone number in the station. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Because I have the old one memorized, but now I have to look up when I want to read it.
It used to be 617-727-3...
Right?
Yeah. It was like 627-617...
Well, now it's 855-915-WMFO.
F-O. Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if we got rid of our AIM account, but now we have Skype. WMFO-DJ. Make sure you call first before you use Skype so I know to log into the Skype on the computer.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we won't be online because...
How are we going to do any of this?
That'd be ridiculous.
Technology hasn't come that far yet. Yeah, so if you want to call, say, Siri, call, make a call to 855.
You know what? You know what? Just take your phone out right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri.
Siri, call 855-915. What is... Oh, 9636. It won't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It would
Siri's
like,
not smart enough
sorry,
to take
I didn't
that.
Get that. Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah, we would love to get a call from you guys.
You know something that I kind of love on a snowy day like today?
What?
Is like, what's the name of that meal in between breakfast and lunch where you like eat breakfast food, but it's like a little bit later. So it's called a different thing.
Tea.
Yeah, afternoon tea. But in the brunch.
It's brunch.
Brunch is
People
say it's their favorite meal, but it's just breakfast.
Yeah, I know, but
you
people
know, it's
are
just
lazy.
Like, it's just like better breakfast on the weekends.
Yeah, no, it's because people like brunch because it's breakfast that you don't have to feel bad about eating at like 11 o'clock.
Also, I mean, it's like on a weekday. I eat, like, yogurt and blueberries, you know,
also,
while I, like, quietly cry to myself.
I think that there's, like, some more aspects of, like, luncher-y. Is that the correct term?
Luncheon.
Of luncheon-ry. like, in brunch foods, I feel like you're, like, more likely to have, like a more substantial, like, it could be, like, bagels.
Like a super...
Yeah, like a super.
Like a Kelly's super. That's substantial.
Like
or maybe it's just the option of ordering off the lunch menu.
Yeah, I think you can do whatever you want.
No one ever would,
well,
but...
it's because, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Lunch is the least important meal of the day. So,
objectively so.
So, you know, like, if you think about it, brunch is the most averagely important day. Or meal
interesting.
Of the day. It's like, if you... Yeah.
Do you think that if you had brunch on a day that wasn't Sunday... Would it be, like, worse?
I had brunch... Was it last Wednesday or last...
That was a snow delay, though, right?
Or a week... No.
Oh, really? I thought you had brunch because you didn't have 170.
No. Well, that was, That was a different...
yeah. No, absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
But I went during the week, and, you know, I think... What I have to report is business as usual.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Loved it. In fact, the idea of eating it on a weekday was kind of novel.
Okay.
Made it a little better. Because then I went back to my day and I was like, you know, walking around and nobody here knows that I just had a fantastic meal.
You know what was annoying for me is that an hour after this guy got back from brunch, I was like, hey, DJ Slice of Cheese... do you wanna grab lunch? And him and all my other friends that went to brunch without me were like, no, we just ate like this gigantic brunch. Go eat lunch by yourself, loser.
Yeah.
You know? If you want to hear what we're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't say loser.
It was internalized.
I said, hey, go eat lunch by yourself.
If you want to hear our, if you want to learn from yours truly, Guy Fieri, about yours truly? No, his truly.
You?
If you want to hear about his His Majesty Guy Fieri, visits our favorite local establishment for brunch, Kelly's Diner in Somerville, Mass. Diners Aplenty, season 1, episode 11.
Once a week.
You're going to have to catch that on TV because once we tried to look it up to stream on the internet and it's just not available.
Yeah.
Unless you have some kind of Hulu Plus Guy Fieri edition.
Has wiped it off the internet completely. Not a copy to be found. We're getting a phone call.
No way. Nope. No way. Oh, yeah. We're getting a phone call.
Line one.
Let's see how to do this. Hello, caller. You're on air.
Hey, thanks. I'm wondering if I could request a song.
Yeah, you absolutely can.
Yeah, thanks. Something by the Dandy Warhols, and maybe a shout-out to my girlfriend, Kaylee.
Something by the Dandy Warhols. Any song in specific or album?
To be honest with you, I don't know much about them. I'm not your favorite.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's sweet. Wait, what is it? What's
I'll tune in and she'll be surprised.
Who would you like us to give a shout out to?
To Kaylee.
Kaylee.
And is there like a specific time when you're going to be tuned in?
Maybe about 5 minutes. I'll put the radio on and she'll be surprised, I think.
Okay.
Sounds good. You want us to say anything special?
Awesome. Yeah.
Just her boyfriend loves her.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
No problem.
No worries.
All right.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. Well, that
was so sweet.
Wonderful.
Oh, man. I want a boyfriend like that, you know?
Man. I like that. That's so nice.
That was cute. While that guy is setting up this sweet, sweet gesture for his girlfriend, I guess we should play another song, kind of kill some time. You know, all this talk about brunch.
Yeah, all this talk about brunch has made me think about this band called Brunch that is very talented. They're from London.
Some part of London.
They're from some part of the UK. And so the very odd story about Brunch, I guess they had the old drummer from Krill, because when Krill broke up went on like a hiatus or whatever when their drummer left, he went to London to go to culinary school to become a chef.
Hmm.
And yum. Then eventually then they replaced that drummer, Luke Pienson, with Ian Becker. And then Krill did their thing.
Kind of a Ringo Starr.
Yeah, classic Ringo Starr, Mitch Mitchell.
Mitch Mitchell, good catch.
Yeah,
I didn't think of that one.
Duality. and then Luke joined this band Brunch, and they're super talented, kind of reminiscent of like Pyle a little bit.
For you local folks.
Yeah, for you local folks who like that band Pyle.
Cool.
I don't know, it's a really, really great band. Just released an album called Big Water over break, and I'm like super stoked on it. One of my favorite releases.
This is from that?
Recently. Yeah. This is called Taxi Feelings.